Take 17. How does this look? Somebody talk.
Huzzah.
Hello.
Okay, it's not getting you guys, so that's good.
Yeah, mine was a bit loud still. I'm still tweaking volume, but I think I'm good now.
When you guys, when Craig said, someone say something, I did jazz hands and thought he could hear me.
Is Discord editing my coughs, or are you guys hearing that?
I'm hearing that.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one robust one in there. If there were several others, then it squelched them.
Yeah. Sluggo for the win.
Do you remember when squelch used to be like a manual button on things?
Oh, yeah. My dad did amateur radio. I'm very familiar with the squelch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It had that squelch button. That was important. Oh, go to summary. Thanks, Samurai. Hopefully I can find it again later after it scrolls off the screen.
Oh, so Craig, I had a stray thought the other day while I was, I don't know, lost in thought while we were on the road. I was thinking about the original Tron, and I was thinking about that Tron's user was Alan One, and I was like, they were so early on the internet that Alan with a one after it was unique. Like, there were no capitals, there were no multiple letters. There was just Alan One, because there were no other Alans on the internet at that point.
Yeah, but why was he just Alan?
I don't know. Maybe he was the second Alan.
Yeah, he must have been Alan number, the second Alan.
Right.
I fight for the users.
He does indeed fight for the users.
The One's a different movie.
That's a good movie, too.
Okay, are we, is there people in the room? Is the room unlocked?
Yes. Okay. I already said Sluggo was first.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, you know, I don't pay attention to things.
Okay.
Y'all ready for this?
I'll
make you dance now. I like it when Ian laughs at my jokes because nobody else does. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 392nd Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, who apparently is easily amused, and we have Ray. How are you guys?
I've been better.
Easily amused.
I wish I was like you. Easily amused.
Nice.
Yeah. Ray's got the vid.
I do, in fact. And 0 stars, would not recommend.
Is it that sweet new variant?
Yeah, no way, no fruit, but he's a trooper, so here he is.
What did Ian say?
I said, is it that sweet new variant? The, like, EG.5?
Probably, but nice. Yeah, they don't test for that. I took the at-home test after feeling like absolute crap for a day and a half, and I'm doing the whole nasal swab, put in the liquid, swish the liquid around, put the drops of liquid on the thing, and Karen's telling me, well, it'll take up to 15 minutes to display, and I'm like, nope, there's the line right there, and it's turning bright red.
Yeah, wasn't messing around. It was like, no, oh yeah, son.
Full on. Yeah, it is, it sucks real bad, but, so if my voice goes out by the end of the show, you know why.
You seemed fine on Sunday, so whack right. You on Monday? Is that when it hit you? It was Monday?
I had the sore throat started on Sunday night and has progressively gotten massively worse.
I was going to say, D&D game, you seemed okay.
I was fine most of the day Sunday.
Ian, I've got this giant hippo and I like to jump on things, so I'm a jumpy, jumpy hippo, and that's fun. Good times.
Sweet. What's going on now?
He's talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
You're some sort of druid?
No. I'm a gif. Barbarian. They're, you know, space hippos people.
Oh, nope. I assumed you just made that up or nope. It was unrelated. Or
humanoid hippos that love firearms.
Yeah. So I don't normally, I don't play a lot of strength-based characters. So one of the things you can do with strength is jump. So I've been enjoying jumping because my guy's like, I don't know what, 8 feet tall and weighs like 600 pounds or something stupid. And I like jumping.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Samurai, it is tabletop kind of. We do, online, but...
Yeah. D&D 5e via Roll20. All right, let's get into this thing. This is the week of the 16th through the 23rd in your 7-day 4-star crit! This is the saddest crash I've ever heard. So let's go back, as we weren't here last week. On the 7th, you had Thing versus Torch and Gamora. Did you punch your way to victory, I'm assuming, in those two fights?
Yes. Yep, sometimes with a red fist, sometimes with a green fist. Just however the chips were falling.
That green one just never feels satisfying to me.
No.
Like, you do it, you're like, whatever. Well, the red one, you're like, suck it. You know, like, you can really get behind the red one.
Right.
Coming up then this week, you've got Magic versus Wolfsbane? Is that right?
That is correct.
Did you Magic?
I did.
Oh, I know you like the Magic.
I do. But, I mean, it was just, as soon as you make it to 12 red, it's over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's what I did too. I think I made a bunch of red and I went, oh, whack. And then it was...
Yep. I went, that does well above your hit point max. Okay. Yeah.
Coming up number next on the 21st, it is Super Skrull versus Nova and somebody else. We'll see who that is. In Storyland, you're welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. for the new character. I think you got a day or so left in that, if you haven't finished that yet. Good old Simulator is here.
Oh.
That'll get you Omega Red, the new character, some high evolutionary shards, placement is Silver Samurai, and some Gwenum. And then, just as always, just for only Ian, Puzzle Gauntlet is back, where you can get yourself some Hydra henchmen.
Oh, I might need that.
Ray,
don't, but we'll see.
4 days of the mine season left.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it. I haven't been hitting the game very hard recently. When I sit down in front of the TV, I have, like, no energy to pick up an iPad.
That's a low amount of energy.
That is really low. By the end of the day, it really is.
Class of 2016 is running right now. Thanos, Peggy Shards, and Strange Shards in there. Patch, Sharp Dressed, is running. It'll get you Patch. It'll get you What Happens When Worlds Collide. Placement is Magic and some Wong Shards. In the news, we got a new character.
Oh, what?
It is, I don't remember what the clue was.
Two-Face? It made me think Two-Face. Two-sided. Double-sided? Oh, yeah, something.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
So we have Martin Lee, Mr. Negative. You know what I can tell you about Mr. Negative? Nothing. I've never heard of this character ever.
Really?
Not one time.
Huh.
Now, I guess he's like a Spider-Man guy, and I don't generally read Spider-Man, but I had no idea who this was. But he is a 4-star. Villain, Dark Force, Light Force, Street Level, Enhanced. Let's see. I do understand that he's got both the powers of Cloak and Dagger built into him.
Oh.
That's the
that
Dark
Force. That sounds convenient.
Yeah, apparently
they have to be two people.
Yeah. He's you know, two things in one.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow power, 7 yellow. Deified Organizer. That's a good power name. If there are 6 or fewer strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, create 3 strength 37 tiles in the tile type that has the fewest, prioritizing protect, then strike. And revert to Martin Lee. If there are more than 6, destroy all strike, attack, and protect tiles, dealing damage equal to 85% of their total strength, and change to Mr. Negative. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. If this power is used while you're Mr. Negative, deal 10% more damage. Passive, when Martin Lee, tiles he creates are empowered by 10%. Oh, that's so much thinking to do. As you go up in level, things get crazy, it looks like. At level 5, you're creating strength 93 tiles, dealing damage equal to 225% tile strength, increasing tile strength by 50%, and increasing damage by 50%.
I don't get the switching back and forth, but those numbers at the end seem pretty high.
Yeah. All right. Blue. Analyzed stats. Blue passive. When comporting as Martin Lee, Lee takes 10% damage from matches and abilities at the start of his turn. What does that mean, takes 10% damage? 10% less damage? Is there a word missing here? I think there's a word missing here.
Can you just read it one more time so I can pay attention
this time? It says, when comporting as Martin Lee, Lee takes 10% damage from matches and abilities at the start of his turn. I think it's supposed to be 10% less damage.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how to read that.
Yeah, that makes sense, because if you look at as he levels up, it's reduced damage goes up. So, yes.
Yeah, there's words missing here. At the start of the turn, gain 1 AP in one of his strongest colors. While he's Mr. Negative, he deals 10% bonus match damage, and at the start of his turn improves all friendly strike and attack tiles by 10% of his current level.
Huh. Okay.
If he has taken more than 25% damage since changing into Mr. Negative, he changes to Martin Lee and creates two fortified protect tiles. This cannot be disabled by status effects. As you're going up in level, let's see, level 5, Martin Lee takes 30% reduced damage. Mr. Negative deals 50% increased match damage and improves tiles by 50% of his current level. Create strength 93 tiles. Is that like saying his level? Like,
yeah. So well, he's a 4-star. So it starts at like 70, right? And then
goes to 266,
right?
244?
I don't remember, but yeah.
I don't either.
Something like that.
Right. That's interesting. They've never had a power that scaled off the level of the character, have they? Is that new?
Seems new.
Yeah, I don't remember that before. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The black power, reversed tenet, 5 black. If Martin is active, become Mr. Negative. Create a fortified 5-turn black countdown tile on the board. While this tile exists, 5% of the damage dealt by the target is instead dealt to a random enemy. That's fun. When the tile expires, the target deals 5% of their current health to all of their allies.
Yeah.
I don't like that. If no allies exist, they deal 50% of this damage to themselves. I don't like that either. When you go up in level 5, reflect 50% of the target's damage, deal 40% of the target's current health. Ooh.
So, I know it sounds weird, but I'm definitely putting 5 in black. Because that, when I played him, I forget what it was, on the end shield, welcome to shield thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to return damage being dealt to a random enemy, amazing. Reflecting that damage, and then all you have to do is not let the countdown expire. You gotta match it away or whatever.
Am I reading this wrong? Is it when it expires, is it healing your team instead? It says target deals 5% of their current health to all allies.
Allies.
Ah, yeah, okay. If no allies exist, they deal 50% of this damage to themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see, I don't think there's actually any major downfall on this. The only thing that I've done with him is used him to reflect damage, and it's pretty devastating.
I gotta see this power work and wrap my brain around this. Because if it's the target doing damage to its allies or itself at 50%, boy, for 5 black, that seems like a bargain.
Yeah. He's Mr. Negative. I don't know. And the max for a 4-star, you champion at level 270 and max level is 370. Thank you, Teeth and Samurai. So, yeah. So that was what, 10% of your level? So your max is 37, being 10% of your level.
Hmm. All right. Interesting character here. Curious how people will abuse him in the future. Right now, his feeders are undefined. It's just blank boxes. In the hunt, covers and shards and placement rewards were in there. Simulator, covers and shards and a vault token in progression. In the versus, no good news, which finished, he was in there as cover and shards as placement. His event appears to be called Dual Nature Brawl. That's running now till tomorrow. Mr. Negative, covers and shards plus recruit token for shield offer in there. In the negative, Mr. Negative and foes vault, 80 item vault, 3 4-stars in there, a Gliderman, cloak and dagger, and a random 4-star. So there you go, Mr. Negative. Did not know anything about this person. But the powers sound neat.
Yeah, they do. Very unique.
Yeah.
I think I need to spend more time with the deified organizer, the yellow, because I don't understand it yet. But
no.
Definitely. Interesting ideas.
All right. Release 284 notes. Ian, we have a clue. Are you sitting down?
Oh, my goodness. I'm ready.
All right. If you're ready to guess, the clue for the next character is Flight Risk. I think this means it is a 5-star Donald Trump. No. Okay.
Maybe. I'd say a low-level flight risk. I don't know. Does that mean it's a member of Alpha Flight?
Could be. Or does it just mean, you know, somebody who flies? I don't know. Mm. Unfortunately, there's a whole lot of, you know, Marvel characters who can fly.
Right.
That doesn't narrow it down a whole lot. Yeah, I got nothing.
But I think if they just fly all the time, then it's not a risk. They just fly.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. I think that's a little too vague for me.
Is there anyone who flies really poorly?
I'm sure there is.
So it's a flight risk?
Yeah.
That's the clue.
Yes?
Hmm. I don't know. What's a risk to flights? Birds?
Bird strike, sure.
Is there birds?
So it's a new Captain Falcon because his TV show coming back soon?
Yeah, I like that. I don't know if it is, but solid hypotheses.
All right.
I like the Donkey Teeth's greatest American hero.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
He was a flight risk.
Yeah, that's a true story. Elsewhere in that thing, it says, keep coming back weekly for your Pick 3 anniversary rewards. Be sure to cast a vote for the next MPQ Classic Pack boost. There will be a official release of changes to Archangel tomorrow, but we may have some info here on that, it appears. We're going to use the Samurai TLDR version of Archangel changes. But it appears that the blue power has gone down from 11 to 9 and deals more damage. The green power has gone from 10 to 9, deals more damage. And the black power deals more damage when you're champed. So I guess they all deal more damage when champed, or, you know, whatever. But more damage, more damage, more damage.
All right.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger.
Archangel clawing his way back into the charts.
Yeah. PvP ends, like we said, on the 21st. Be there or be square. That's what I got for the news outside of, yeah, Eisenhower Garage falling into Doom.
Yeah, that was our big news today. Sinkhole at one of the major parking garages on campus.
Yeah. The fun part of that was we just had the police system migrated to a new server yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still trying to work out some bugs there. And then we were going to lose connection to stuff. And
right.
We're like, oh, jeez. That's going to make it difficult because the state link thing still isn't working again. I think we might have to call them because obviously I have a new server on my end. So I'm wondering if there's a MAC address stuck somewhere on the state router. I think once before in the past, we had to make them reboot their end, but we haven't gotten that far yet. So maybe I'll worry about that tomorrow. Let's move on.
Oh, wait.
This week. Yes.
Oh,
I forgot. There was news and all right. I was astounded. People were super excited about this on the subreddit. The new intro screen, the loading screen. They updated the loading screen, and it is pretty cool.
All right, I am currently not launching the game on my iPad to see what the loading screen looks like.
I'll have to wait until the appropriate time to launch Steam.
I don't remember who else on it, but the new image of Mighty Thor, she looks pretty cool. The lighting and stuff on it it's done really well.
Oh, there you go. You got some Kang.
Yeah, yeah.
You still got Polaris and Magneto and some Wolverines. All right.
Yeah, but like I said, on the subreddit, there was a discussion about the new loading screen, and people were super positive about it. So, good job.
Graphics people.
Yeah.
All right, moving on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Cersei and Dane find love.
All right, let's talk about Cersei, Eternals. 5-star purple, green, yellow. I like that color choice. Let's see what these do. But don't be fooled. She's got one bonus power because you know I like to read about extra powers. Cosmic purpose. 3 purple AP. Let's see. Choose a color. Cersei converts 3 tiles of that color to other random colors, and this power becomes cosmic path in the chosen color. As this scales up, you're converting 5 tiles instead of 3. All right. Now the cosmic path. 0. It's passive. New tiles are 50% less likely to be in... Cersei has chosen her path. New tiles are 50% less likely to be in this power's color. At the start of your turn, if there were fewer than 5 tiles of this color on the board, Cersei creates a 236 strength attack, strike, or protect tile. That scales up to a strength of 1,000, 713. Man, I'm only one power in and I am super confused. And this character's been out forever. Gift of Transmutation. 9 green AP. Choose a color other than green. Cersei converts 4 random tiles to that color. She fortifies up to 2 friendly special tiles in that color and increases their strength by 148. As this scales up, let's see, we're converting 6 tiles, fortifying up to 3, and the strength increase 1,188. Oh, and you're fortifying and strengthening all friendly special tiles of that color. Eternal Life. It's 0 yellow AP. This passive ability, let's see what it does. Whenever her team makes a match 5 or greater, Cersei creates a 3-turn fortified countdown tile. When it expires, it deals 2,953 damage to the enemy team. If Cersei becomes downed while one or more of these tiles is on the board, remove one and revive Cersei with 30% health. As that improves, she revives with 50% health, and it deals 24,757 damage to the enemy team.
No,
that's a pretty large number. That first power just lost me, but it's a bargain. So for 3, something could happen every couple turns. There were big numbers on the yellow, but that's Pat. I don't even know what just happened. Does anybody use Cersei? Can anybody tell me anything about Cersei?
I use her a lot on the puzzle. What is it called? I don't remember.
Gauntlet?
Yeah, the puzzle
gauntlet. Puzzle gauntlet. Yes. Okay.
Because there's so many different times where you have to have X number of this colored tiles, or you have to make matches in this color or whatever. She makes that so much easier.
Oh, nice.
Changing the color of the tiles and manipulating things the way you need. That's why I have her at a 5/5/3, because that yellow doesn't really help in that regard.
Right, right.
That's the only place I use her.
It's a passive, so you don't really need to invest that much in it. At 3, it's just fine. You're reviving at 40% health and still dealing like 14,000 damage, so I can see that. That sounds lovely. I also hear that she's an excellent support for Shang-Chi.
Yeah, I wish I had her leveled up. I'd maybe use that instead of Hitmonkey.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hitmonkey's kind of fun, though.
Well, there you have it. That is what Sunny and Xandar. It is Cersei, Eternals, and scene.
Sorry, I got distracted. I got a text from somebody saying I'm with so-and-so in a hospital, so I had to read that.
Uh-oh. Did you need to get going?
No, it's co-worker. But
oh, okay.
Her husband's in the hospital and stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. So my brain got derailed. Let's move on to acting. Thank you. Ian, who we got this week?
This week, we have none other than the world's greatest actor, Gary Oldman. And this week, we are starting with none other than the world's greatest host, Craig Bowser.
Ooh. All right, I've got the perfect Gary Oldman character. You ready for this?
Ooh, I'm sitting down because I feel strong about mine.
This is clearly, Gary Oldman is very clearly the chameleon. He can play all the roles.
Mmm.
Like, how is he not the chameleon?
Yeah, I don't, you're right. I like it. I like it very much.
All right.
Mine has a very similar logic behind it.
Okay.
But I like him so much, I wanted to draw a much larger role for him. So in my Marvel world, he will be playing Mephisto, because I'm sure Mephisto has a 23-layer plan of deception in place, so he's going to have to take at least 6 different forms.
Sure.
In order to manipulate someone through this elaborate series of nonsense. So yeah. I was like, he could do all of them.
Yeah,
he could be all the characters.
Actor, special effects guy, Mephisto, so sure.
Yeah.
Ray, what you got?
I don't like it, but...
No, sir. Didn't like it.
I like that image. I really wish I did. Anyway... I had a really hard time with this. I didn't have any idea who I would want Gary Oldman to play. I went with Magneto because I think it would be cool to see him there.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Somewhere in between the... Nope. Nope, he escapes me. Who plays Magneto originally? Not
Ian.
Not Fassbender. Ian McClellan,
yes.
Yeah, somewhere in between McClellan and Fassbender.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if they were going to redo the X-Men and have, like, you know, a middle-aged Magneto.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right. Anybody else has their ideas?
Yeah, way to be self-aware, Rare. I know that you're feeling under the weather, but I was like, that's acceptable. But Ray's right. I do like his less than Craig and I's.
But, yeah, please send in your thoughts to Ray as well. Next week, who we got, Ian?
Next week, we have the great Michael Caine.
Ooh, I can't do accents or, you know.
No need. Just Michael Caine. There you go.
I've been trying to play this, you know, hippo guy with a British accent. It just doesn't work. Because I can't do a British accent, really, so.
But I love that he has one. That's what's important. Because the one I'm hearing in my head that he's using is much better than yours, and it's hilarious.
He's my hippo is you know, Caden Smythe, you know. space hippo. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right. Let's do that first. Only a couple things.
Thanks to Thespify.
Oh, right. Don't forget to thank your sponsors.
I did.
Over on the subreddit, Funky Hedonist said Craig and Ian are both right. I can be a funky cold Medina hedonist. I can't talk. A funky cold Medina hedonist when the situation calls for it. But normally, I'm just content to hang out with Dr. Teeth in random hot tubs.
Nice. Down with that.
He also asked, have you guys given any more thought about potentially joining the 500-member boy band that I'm building in order to wage war on NCT? If you want this opportunity, you need to move fast because there are only 491 spots left open.
I think that's our perfect opportunity since, you know, I for sure, as we all know, cannot sing. So maybe if there were 499 people drowning me out, that would be okay.
Also, over on the D3 forums, T. Danger Author said, call it a misguided gut feeling that hit me out of nowhere, but maybe double-sided, last week's clue, or 2 weeks ago, is a reference to a split personality, which could mean goblin, but I'm willing to bet it's something to tie in with the upcoming Echo Daredevil series, namely Typhoid Mary.
Oh,
it wasn't, good. But I would be equally on board with that.
Yeah, there you go. Little Typhoid Mary. It's like she's kind of like Mustang Sally.
Sorry, I just rebooted. What? No, she's not.
If you take, you know, never mind. Just sing Typhoid Mary in your head to the tune of Mustang Sally. It's very enjoyable.
Do I have to?
No. I did, but...
All right, that's it, though. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Billy.
Awesome.
Thanks, Willie. Where are we at? Alright, do we have this? Are we doing this? We're doing this, right?
Yeah, dude, we'll see what happens.
Alright, once again then, I am Hans.
I am Franz.
And we just wanted to
pump. And we just want to pump
you up.
Alright, let's see what this here infographic has to tell me. Oh no, a boss event weekend. That's not optimistic. The class of 2017 gets a short schedule. I shouldn't read this aloud because it's telling me what to do. Hang on. Okay. So we got some 3 stars that are boosted, which are Hawkeye, Star-Lord, Gambit, and Angel. 4 stars to look for. That's a long list, but we'll just go Captain Marvel, Mockingbird, Riri Williams, Yondu, Mordo, Elektra, Iron Fist, Lockjaw, Cloak and Dagger, Rogue, Rocket and Groot, Nightcrawler, Main Event Hulk, Gamora, Sandman, Nico Minoru, Vulture, and America Chavez. That's a good year for 4 stars. And the 5-star list is Black Panther, Hawkeye, Star-Lord, Doc Ock, Peter Parker Spider-Man, Daredevil, Gambit, Half-Thor, and Archangel.
Hey, here recently, he's getting boost.
Future reworked.
futurely reworked.
Futurely reworked Archangel. So let's see, 4-star players will see Grocket all the time, and 5-star players will mostly use Thor and Daredevil. So that's what Samurai says, And he also says that if you are a seller on an eBay or Mercari style site, please put some effort into the packaging. No one wants to receive damaged items, even if they are, you know, building blocks, which could be reassembled. But I do see his point. That is really, I can't even believe the box stayed shut. It's smashed. There's some lazily thrown in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Take some pride in the things you're selling people.
And it clearly looks like, man, the way that was thrown around, you probably lost a part or two.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, that is sad factory.
Yeah, so boo to that person.
That's right. Give them bad reviews on your selling site.
1 out of 10 stars, would not recommend, only slightly better than COVID.
Yeah, shipping is the sadness. Thanks then to Mystify.
Mystify.
Ian, hit me with
Wait, was this Mystify? Yeah, this was the Mystify segment.
Yes?
Hang on.
All right.
I'm stuck on this British accent character.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing it in my head, but I can't place the cartoon that I'm hearing it from. I want to say that it was one of the sub-cartoons of either Underdog or Rocky and Bullwinkle, but I can't remember which. It was some sort of, you know, turn-of-the-century British explorer with a big bushy mustache that hunted wild game in some hilarious way.
Yep, I know who you're talking about.
Who am I talking about, though?
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, he's there, but he's not fully there.
Yeah, he was like a...
He's like an admiral or
Yeah, and he was like a member of like an explorer's club or something, right?
Yeah.
And he would tell stories.
Yes. Yes. About the time he bagged this animal.
And he would go, yes, quite.
Yes. But I don't remember who he was. It's driving me nuts. But yeah, that is who I imagine when.
Yeah, see, I mean, the hippo people, the GIF, are very militarized. So they always like, you know, they're wearing uniforms. They're a military thing. But in my mind, they're always based off the British Navy. So that's why he's got a British accent.
Okay. I like it.
And yeah, he's got some guns, and that's good.
Yeah.
I haven't actually shot the guns yet, but I've got some. Right now, I've been whacking people with a big sword. Boy, what is the name of that character? No, you've got me. Boy.
It's okay.
Somebody use the internet and look this up while we're talking about Pop Pop.
Yeah. No, I couldn't get it. I'm struggling. I don't know where it's from. I'm not giving enough clues.
Samurai will totally find this. We'll do that. All right. Hit me with some pop-pop.
Oh, pop-pop. So let's talk about some K-pop. This week's K-pop, I'm just going to say sorry in advance. I don't want to push my opinions on others too much, but these guys were just the pits. Like, they made me angry to hear them sing, but not in the way that I like to be angry. Like, when I watch things to intentionally get my blood pumping, this is like, oh, God, I'm already feeling, and now I gotta, yeah. They're called Astro. They are not for me.
That is not a clip. That is the link to the YouTube because I couldn't do it. So,
yeah, no, Gray's, yeah, we understand. So it's a 6-piece, so I'm like, that's a fair number for a boy band. It's one too many, but who really cares? The track is called Hide and Seek. I'm eager to never hear it again. But let's talk about 6 too many. Yes, thank you. That's what I... Good job, aestheticist. That was good. So I was on the road this last week, and I had
Commander McBragg. The world
What's
of
that?
Commander McBragg.
Oh, okay.
I think that's who it is. Let me see if I can get a picture.
So while you're doing that, on the way through Vermont, I stopped at...
Yep, that's him.
The whatever Ray just pictured is... No, the one that Ray posted is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, not that Lamont. Vermont, the state of Vermont. I stopped at a place called Dakin Farms.
Oh, no.
Way to go. Way to go, dummy. And but it's just D-A-K-I-N. Anyway, delicious stuff, like a lot of, you know, traditional cheeses and maples and things. And they had a sarsaparilla there.
Ooh.
It was wonderful.
Do you like a good sarsaparilla?
Yeah. So the Dakin Farm old time sarsaparilla, it was made with cane sugar instead of corn syrup. It was surprisingly light in color and light in body. Like, it had an almost amber color when I'm used to getting the more of, like, that has that caramel root beer color. Yeah, so it was excellent. Oh. I was really happy to have had it. I hope I can have it again.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. I like the sounds of that.
Yeah, it was a big deal. I was pumped when I saw it.
Yeah, well, good sarsaparilla is really good.
Yeah, yep, and it's often hard to come by. And they seem to have a whole line of beverages there, but this was the only one that I was
While we're on the pop segment here.
Yes.
I just saw an article the other day, told me something I never knew, that apparently during Passover time, if you see a Coke with a yellow cap instead of the red cap, that means that it is a kosher version of Coke, and it is made from cane sugar, not corn syrup.
Huh.
Ooh.
And they sell that in the U.S.
Yellow cap, you say?
Yeah. I was like, I've never heard this before. But apparently corn is not allowable in Passover, so they release Coke with a yellow cap that is the older formula with corn sugar. So I've never noticed this or seen it, but all I have to know is next Passover, if I see this at a store, I'm going to stock up on it.
Well, shalom to you for that information. Get me some yellow cap.
I'm such a mensch. Oh, there you go. Sam, I found the article already. So
nice. I will. I'll be on the lookout. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we do love the Mexican Coke. I mean, it's fantastic stuff. But I think regular Coke would probably be cheaper than Mexican Coke in general. Right, so if I can just buy the yellow cap Coke, I will just buy a bunch.
Right, hoard it. Oh, smart. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Commander McBragg, that is totally the correct choice, Syrian. Good times. Thanks as always to Magnified.
Magnify. Oh, that guy is elusive.
Ian, you got Steam open?
You bet I don't. You even bought me some extra time, but I was so excited about your story, I was actually giving it my full attention.
Oh, see?
I'm going to pass that on to other people. Like, I feel like this is something the world needs to know. I'm sorry if I am doing a disservice to the Jewish community. Please let me know and I will stop.
I was excited by that. I'm like, really? This is a thing? I'm like, I need that thing.
Oh, yeah. She's shooting lightning and doing there stuff. You go.
Thunderbolts and lightning. Very, very frightening.
Galileo!
Galileo! Magnifico!
Oh.
I definitely can't do the high parts.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He is just a poor boy from a poor family.
Here's where we stop before we have to pay royalties.
Yes! Nicely played. And I got, you guessed it, Medusa Entangled.
Oh.
Bonus shards.
Ray, I've got 8 things. What are you doing?
High Evolutionary is in there, and I've got him champed, so I'm doing 1.
All right.
It is a 4-star. Oh, okay. I thought it was Nick Fury, but I was wrong. It's Maria Hill.
Oh.
You confused those two?
Well, yeah, the symbol looked like Nick Fury. It was a shield symbol, but it's slightly different. Only slightly.
All right, here we go. Number 1. Rambo.
Nice.
Number 2, Namora. 3, Romper Stomper. Marika. Bubbles. Blonde Widow. Silk. Cindy Lou Who. And finally, Bobby the Mockingbird. All 4 stars.
That's a little sad.
Yeah. 0 for 8. Honk, honk.
Sorry, dude. That's not cool.
Oh, well. Thanks to the OG, though. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which we are calling the soon-to-be-named network, can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.com. This show works alongside several other wonderful shows, all for your listening pleasure. All archives and direct links available to these shows at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the go to the order?
I don't think so.
I believe I'm spent.
Yeah. Ray needs to rest.
Yeah.
And that show was surprisingly satisfying.
We'll get Ray to bedtime.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us in. Comment suggestions, please shoot them to the mailbag so Willie's got something to carry around. Or put things on the D3 forums, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. All those are good. If you go to our webpage, though, you can click on that Amazon banner and buy yourself something. And buy something for us, too. That would be nice. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, hey, you've got something on your face. 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 Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.